Okay, today we're going to start at the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Just as a quick reminder here, in the sugya so far we've dealt with the concept of Heter Mitzdarif, the Isur. We're going to introduce a new concept today called Tam Ki Ikar, another important principle in the Tarovah. So how does Heter Mitzdarif, the Isur, which we've been discussing until now, works that even when you have Isur, something that is Asur and is restricted from the person from eating, and together with it we have mixed in Heter. So the good case that we have by Nazir is, again, bread that's soaked in wine. So the wine is what's restricted to the Nazir. Nevertheless, if we say Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur, we're going to say that the bread now becomes like, takes on the properties of the Isur. And since it takes on the properties of the Isur, when the Nazir eats the wine and the bread, he's going to be over when he completes a kazayit. That kazayit can be made up of the wine and the bread, not just the wine itself. And how do you measure? Since wine is a liquid, how do you measure that? So you take a beaker full of wine or a cup full of wine and you plop an olive into it, and whatever wine is displaced from it, that's what we know is a kazayit's worth of wine. So somehow between the kazayit's worth of wine volumetrically, because it's a liquid measurement, and the bread together as a solid measure, they can together combine to make a kazayis. That's what's heter mitzdarif l'isur. Today we're going to introduce something called tam ki ikar. Ki ikar is that we have the object that is actually asur, but we know that the items that are asur also have the ability to impart flavor beyond where they are extant. For instance, if you have a piece of meat in a cholent, so that piece of meat, if it's in a meat, is of isur. Right, that the meat, not only does it affect itself, meaning that it's asur to eat it, but also affects all the potatoes and barley and everything else that's in the cholent, because that meat imparts flavor to the other items there. And if we have a principle called tam, when the flavor is ki'ikar, like the original isur. So that's what we're going to talk about today, about this principle called tam ki'ikar. So Abaye, who until now has been challenging the position of Rabbi Abahu, as well as the Iri, that Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur is limited to a number of cases, either just Nazir, or the possibility that it's also Nazir, Seor on the Mizbeach, and Chameit. But that's it, not extensive. So until now, Abaye was challenging that position and bringing questions from a number of Mishnayos and Truma, and then the Gemara rejected it. Now Abaye is going to take a different tact and say, how do you know that limud by Nazir is used for Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur? Maybe the limud by Nazir is used to learn this other principle called tam ki ikar. Then we're going to start. We're going to start 2, 4, 5 lines down in the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Le Abaye Mimai Dehai Mishra Behetar Mitzdarif L'Isur Hu Da'atal. How do you know that that's what this Mishrat by Nazir has come to teach you, that Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isur when it comes to Isur? Right? Dilma Litein Tam Ki Ikar Hu Da'atal. Maybe it's come to teach us the principle that the tam, the flavor, has the same properties as the Isur itself. Lebaye, so the Gemara is going to explain. Lebaye mi kara kakashile maidakama Rav Dimi. Until this point, Rabbi Dimi, who had presented in the position of Rabbi Abahu and Ziri, so Abaye was challenged by that, saying that Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur is only limited to a couple of cases. So first he asked for katamotivle. Kohalein tiyufta, and he asked all these questions that we had until now on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Vav. Now, Hadar Amarle. And so Hadar Amarle Litain Tam Kikdar Bata Deshanile. After Rav Dimi answered all his questions with regards to Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur, he's taking a new tact and saying, well, maybe after all these answers, maybe the reason that we have Mishrat by Nazir is not to teach us Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur, but rather to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. Amalei, Dilma Litain Tam Ki Ikar Hudata. Maybe that's what's from. For the Tanya, because we have a brisa that suggests such. We have a brisa that says the word Mishrat, the soaking of the wine into the bread, made by Nazir, Mishrat means Litain Tam Ki Ikar, that the flavor of the wine makes it like the wine itself. Shimshara Anovim B'mayim, if you soaked grapes in water, V'yeshvehen Tam Yain, and now this water takes on the properties of the grapes, Chayab, a Nazir can't eat it. Even though the grapes are now gone, we've taken the grapes away, so they are now, there's no Isir that's still here. Yet the flavor of the Isir is still remaining, and that is going to be Asur because of Tam, the flavor, Ki Ikar, is like as if the original Isir is there. And from a Nazir, you're going to learn out to everywhere else in the Torah. Ma Nazir Shein Isuro Isuro Lam. Just like Nazir, that it's Isir is not forever. Vein Isuro Isur Ana, and it's Isir is not for Ana. Ish Heter L'Isuro, and its Isir can be removed. Asabo Tam Ki Ikar, over there, from the word Mishrat, we learn that the flavor is just like the Isir itself. Kilei Akerem, when we come to Kilayim by Akerem, where you plant wheat and a vine of grapes that are together in the same field, So those grapes that are come from there are Yisuram Yisroelam, they're usher forever, Yisuram Yisroelam Naya, and they're also usher by now, Veinetel Yisuram, and there's no removal of that Yisur, and Udin, Shasibo Tam Kikar, certainly it should be Tam Kikar, it should apply over there. V'hu Adin La'arlo B'shtayim, and two of these apply by Arla. So I purposely did not explain what each of these principles are. Now we saw three things by Nazir. There are a number of ways to explain this according to the Rishonim. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually give you three explanations. The first explanation is from the Rashi and Psachim. The second one from the Tosfos and Psachim. And the last one from the Tosfot over here. Just to know that there are other explanations, I just want to point you out what some of these explanations are. And we'll explain the Gemara according to each of these three explanations. So Rashi and Psachim says, what does it mean that there is Enusuran Yisroelam? What does it mean that by Nazir, that Yisro is not forever? That's because, why? Kama perish. That you can take an Nazirut for a limited amount of time, and then it expires. So it's not an Yisroelam because there's an expiration of the Nazirut. And now, V'yesh Hetzel Yisro, you can also remove the Yisro of Nazir. How's that done? That's done by Hataras Nedarim. You can do Hataras Nedarim, Goko Achacham, and you can be Ma'akir Nazirut. So even though there's an Isur that's here and present now, there's an ability to remove that Isur ayidei hataras nidarim. And the last one, obviously, which is that it's not Asur Behana, we know because by Nizirut, the only restriction is eating, but not Isur Hana. So now, what do we say that? By Kilayim, it has all three of these properties. One is that it's an Isur Olam, that Kilayim Kerem, once it's Asur, when you plant a Chita and Chartzan, you plant wheat, and a seed of a grape together, then they're usur forever. Number two is that it's also, it does not have a head to the Yisro. There's nowhere to remove the Yisro of Kilei Akerem. And number three is that it has an Yisro Hana. Now, which two of these apply by Orla? So the way Rashi learns in Psachim, the two that apply by Orla is this. Hu adin la'orla b'shtayim kamachomer ze ata adam la'orla b'shtei drachim. That you have these two applications by Orla. What is that? The Yisro and Yisro Hana. Number one is that Orla has an Yisro Hana. Then, number two, the Inheter L'Yisro, that in the first 3 years, there's no way to remove the Yisro Orla from them. So even, no matter what you do, you can't remove it. But their Yisro is not an Yisro Olam, it's not an Yisro forever, because after the first 3 years, Orla is no longer applicable. So that's the way Rashi explains our Gemara. The problem with Rashi's Shad, obviously, is that until now, we've been dealing with the fruits. You know, when you're dealing with Kilei Akerem, you're dealing with the produce of the Kilei Akerem. When you're dealing with the Nazir, you're dealing with the grapes that are the produce. And then Rashi, by the Orla, switches to the tree itself. Right? Aren't you talking about the fruits that are Asur? The tree itself is not Asur, but in Rashi says that, well, by Orla, it's not an Yisro Olam because the tree, after the third year, can produce fruit that is Mutar. Why is that relevant to something that is Orla today? Something that's Orla will remain Orla forever. Based on that question that the Rabbeinu Tam explains the sugya a little differently. So the Rabbeinu Tam in the Gemara and Pesachim explains it as such, that when it says, when Rabbeinu says, Perishu adin la'orla b'shtayim, hainu b'shnat arba, that's when we're talking about fruits in the fourth year. Meaning that when you have orla of fruits that come out in the fourth year, then there is still a Yisr Hana on these fruits. Right, so that's one. And what's the second part? The hainu b'shnat arba, d'yesh heter l'yisuro. There is a way to remove this Yisur. And what is that? That way to remove it is to do pidyon, to redeem it, or bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you can eat it in Yerushalayim, because it's called neta revai. And since it's neta revai, so therefore, when we say that Yisur Olam, if they remain in their state that they are today, that Yisur will be there forever. But there is a heter l'Yisuro, which is what? That you're able to redeem them, or take them up to Yerushalayim, and then they are mutar to eat. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains the two by the two by Orla. The two that apply by Orla is that, number one, there's an Yisur Hana, because even the fourth year, when it's Netar Revai, there's still an Yisur Hana. And number two is that Yisurim Yisur Olam, as long as they remain Netar Revai, they're Usur forever. That Yisur will never go away. But there is a Heter Yisuro, which is that there's a way to remove the Yisur, that's either by redeeming them and putting that Yisur onto the money, or by taking them up to Yerushalayim, then they become Mutar to eat. Not that the Netar Revai, the status of Netar Revai doesn't go away, that's Yisurim Yisur Olam, but there is a Heter Yisuro that you're restricted from eating them, that can be removed by bringing them up to Yerushalayim. That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns. The last pshat we'll bring over here. Again, in the Tosfos and Psachim, there are another two pshatim that they give to this Gemara. Last one I'll give over here is in the Tosfos and Laman Zayin Amid Aleph, towards the end of the Tosfos, V'hu Adin La'orla B'shtayim. Towards the end of the Tosfos, it says, V'arav Yom Tom Ben Arav Yehuda Perish. He explains, Sheyesh Heter L'Yisro, doesn't mean, like we've been explaining to now, Heter Lisro by Nazir means that you can do Hataris Nedarim, but rather, Shemutar Ligrom Isurot, you're allowed to create such an Isur. So by Nazir, you're allowed to create a Nizirut. Even though that restricts you in wine, we still allow you to take a Nether Nizirut. And the same is true by Orla. You're allowed to create the Orla. You're allowed to plant a tree that will end up producing Orla. That is Mutar. Which is not true by Kilei HaKerem. By Kilei HaKerem, right? You can't. There's no permission to plant it. There's an Isra even in planting. Not just in producing the Kilei HaKerem, but even in planting the Kilei HaKerem, then there is an Isra. You don't have the right to create such an Isra. You don't have a right to create such an Isra. Now, if we read back through the Gemara, again, there are three different pshatim here, but we'll read it again like Rashi. Now, quickly, just through this Gemara. So now, the Gemara wants to learn that Tamki Ikar, this principle of Tamki Ikar comes from Nazir, and since this principle comes from Nazir, we're now going to apply it everywhere else throughout the Yisurim Be'olam. And the Gemara says it's a Kal V'chomer that it should apply in other places. Why? Because Nazir, when it comes to Nazir, first of all, it's ain Yisro Yisro Olam. It doesn't have an Yisro that lasts forever, meaning because it ends after the period of the Nazirut. Vein Yisro Yisro Ano. There's no Yisro Ano for a Nazir to get benefit from wine products. You just can't eat them. Beish Hetel Yisro. Again, now there's a way to remove the Yisro. So now we had different ways of learning this. One is that a Tataris Nadarim can remove this Yisro. Or according to the Rav Yom Tov in the Tosos, this means that you're allowed to create the Yisro through the Nether Nazirut. So now, Asa Batom Ki Ikar, and there we have the principle by Nizirut that there's Tam Ki Ikar, Kila Kerem, when it comes to Kila Kerem, Shisuram Yisroelam. First of all, when you have a mixture of wheat and grapes, those grapes, that produce is Asur forever, which is not true of Nizirut. Number two is Yisroelam Yisroelam. Not only is there an Yisroel to eat them, there's also an Yisroel to get any benefit from them. And number three is Ein Heter Li Yisroelam. There's no Heter Li Yisroelam, meaning that they can never remove that Yisroel. So Enu Din Shasabo Tam Ki Ikar, then certainly the principle that flavor is like the actual Isur itself should apply there. Vu'adin la'orla, and Orla has this, b'shtayim, in two of these. What are the two that Orla matches up to Kilei HaKerem with? Meaning that which two does it have that are not like Nazir? So number one, we said, is what one is that they, and this is what the Rishonim are disagreeing about, one is that it's possibly that Heter li'isuro, that does have a Heter li'isuro. Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean, Heter li'isuro? Hedeli Siro means that it can be removed because it's a fruit in its fourth year. We're talking about Orla in its fourth year. And in the fourth year, you can remove the Yisur by taking it up to Yerushalayim, and therefore you can eat it. Or you can take it, you can be potent, you can redeem it and remove the Yisur. The way the Rabbeinu Yom Tov is going to learn this is, what? There's Hedeli Yisuro, just like Nazir. Why? Because you're allowed to create Orla. Just like you're allowed to create an Nether Zirut that has Yisurim, you're allowed to create Orla by planting a tree that has Yisurim. And the way Rashi learns it in Pesachim, Heter li Yisro means what? That you're after the third year, the tree now becomes mutter to eat its fruits. So it's not referencing the fruits themselves, but rather the tree. There's a time point where the fruits or the produce of the tree do become mutar. So now it goes, Amalei Haumir Rabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon explains, Rabbi Bo, Ki Kamar Le Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Abo said that we learn Mishrat by Nozer to teach us Heter Mitzvah Le'Isur and not Tam Ki Ikar, is one like the position of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan used the word Mishrat to teach us Tam Ki Ikar, whereas Rabbi Akiva uses the word Mishrat to teach us Heter Mitzvah Le'Isur. So the Gemara says, Hi Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva teaches this? Ilema Rabbi Akiva the Hocha. If you think it's Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah on this Perek, it's not. We have a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Apilu Shara Pito B'Yayin, even if he soaks his bread in wine, and together it makes up a kezayis chayav. So that sounds exactly like Heter Mitzvah Le'Isur, that the bread and the wine together create a kezayis. So Mar says, Mimai, right? So how do you know that that is true? Dilma, right? Vahu, the Ika kezayis beino. Maybe when he says there's a kezayis, he doesn't mean that you have to have a kezayis of the bread with the bread. He says maybe he requires a kezayis of wine by itself. Who says that Rabbi Akiva is saying both the wine and the bread make up the kezayis? Maybe it's just the wine that makes up the kezayis. If that's the case, Maila Memro. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva then? If Rabbi Akiva is just simply saying that you need a kezayis of wine, of course. I mean, why? Of course that makes you asur. Why would you need Rabbi Akiva to teach that? Gemara says, "Lafuke mitana kama." to exclude or to go against the position of the Tana Kama, because the question is, what measurement are we using when it comes to the Iser Yayin by a Nazir? So the Tana Kama says, Achi Yishte Revius Yayin. It's based on a Revius Alug, like other liquid Iserim. Any Iser that deals with liquids comes with Revius Alug. So it's over here by Nazir, it's Revius Alug. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, the measurement for Nazir is not in Revius in liquid measurements, but rather in solid measurements. It has to be the size of a Kazayas. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that it's a Kazayas wine that makes you Usur, not that it's Heter Mitzdar of Leser. So Ella, so where can we learn this from? Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. In the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva explicitly says that it's Heter Mitzdar of Leser. The Tanya, Rabbi Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shishar Pito B'Yayin, and Nazir that soaked his bread in wine, V'achal Kazayas Mipat U'Miyayin. So here he says explicitly, it's not that he eats a Kazayas from the wine, but he eats a Kazayas from the bread and the wine together. Chayaf. In that case, he is Chayaf. Because there you have Heter Mitzdar of Leser. So now we see when Rabbi Abou says that the principle of Heter Mitzdar of Leser is learned out of the word Mishrat by Nazir, that's according to Rabbi Akiva. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, the word Mishrat is used to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. So Amalei Rabbacha, Braid the Rabbi, the Rabashi, the Rabbi Akiva, the Makum Lei Lechai, Bechol Mishrat, Heter Mitzdar of Leser. So now if Rabbi Akiva uses the word Mishrat by Nazir to teach us Heter Mitzdar of Leser, then Litain Tam Ki Ikar Minole. Where does he learn out the principles that the Chachamim have, that Tam is Ki Ikar, the flavor is like the Ikar Isur? So first of all, why don't we ask, maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Tam Ki Ikar. So it's an important Tosfos over here. If you look down at the bottom Tosfos on the page, about Tam Ki Ikar, Minole. V'im Tomar, if you say, V'dilma, Leislei, maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Tam Ki Ikar. V'yesh Lomar, Devadai, Ivdolo Shmeinon, Mikra Achrina, had Rabbi Akiva not learned out from somewhere else Tam Ki Ikar, he never would have learned out Heter Mitzraf the Easter from the word Mishrat. Meaning that Tamki Ikar is much more of a basic principle, that the flavor is like the Ikar Isur, is a more basic din, and it's a bigger Chiddush to say that Heter is Mitzraf the Easter. So if Rabbi Akiva had a choice of learning out these two things from the word Mishrat, he would have opted for Tamki Ikar. The fact that he does not opt for Tamki Ikar means that he must know that from somewhere else. And that's why he's using Mishrat to teach us Heter Mitzraf the Easter. The Tvei have a Mistaber Lukme Mishras Litain Tam Ki Ikar. Came the Ish B'Isr Atzmo Kazayis. Because there the Isr itself is in the Kazayis. El She'enu Be'ein. It's just not physically in front of us. It's not present. El Atamo, but just its flavor. Whereas by Heter Mitzdar of the Isr, the Isr is only a portion of the measurement that is creating the Isur. So since it's a bigger Chiddush to say Heter Mitzdar of the Isr, Rabbi Akiva would have opted like the Rabbanan to use the word Mishras for Tam Ki Ikar, had it not been that he learnt it from somewhere else. Therefore the Gemara asks now, where else did he learn Tam Ki Ikar from? So where it says, Yolif mi basar b'chalav. Maybe he learned it out from meat and milk. Lav tam ba'almahu. Isn't by milk and meat. It's just if the meat gives flavor into the milk becomes asar b'basar b'chalav, even though the meat's not there. Ba'asar. Hachanami lo shna. So maybe also over here, too, notin Tam Ki Ikar will apply in other places. So the Gemara says, Rabbanu mi basar b'chalav lo gamrinon. Why does the Rabbanan learn out from Basar B'Chalav? They have that option. I mean, if Rabbi Akiva has the option to learn it out from Basar B'Chalav, where only flavor makes the Basar and Chalav Asur, it's not that you have to actually have meat and milk together, but even the flavor of milk in the meat, or the flavor of meat in the milk makes it Asur, or flavor of the milk in the meat makes it Asur. So why don't they do it? Gemara says, because they're Chiddushu. Basar and Chalav are a big Chiddush. Why are they a big Chiddush? What is so unusual about Basar B'Chalav? My Chiddushe, Ilim the Hailuchu Deva Hailuchu De Shari, that meat by itself is mutar, milk by itself is mutar, but hadei adadi asur, only when they come together they become asur, but independently they remain mutar. So why says we have another case like that? Kilayim nami. By kilayim you have the same thing. Hailuchu De Shari, when the grapes are by themselves, they're mutar. V'chaluchu De Shari, and the grains, when they're by themselves, are mutar. It's only when you bring them together, hadei adadi asur. So why is that such a big chiddush? We see it in other places. Ella, no, the chiddush of basar b'chalav is how you become chayv in basar b'chalav. De'i tarulei kulei yoma b'chalva. If you soak meat in milk all day, then the meat does not become asur, right? Because the only way to create the yisur of basar b'chalav is m'mashulei bishulei asur. But if you cook it, it becomes asur. The only way to generate the yisur of basar b'chalav, first of all, you're asur if you cook them together, and number two is if you eat basar b'chalav that's cooked together, are you asur? That's a chiddush. Basar b'chalav is an unusual chiddush because only derech bishul is the isur created. No other way is the isur created. So therefore, the rabbanim believed you could not learn out tam ki ikar. Even though the principle of flavor applies by basar b'chalav, That's unique to Basar B'Chalav because you can't learn from Basar B'Chalav to other Isurim because Basar B'Chalav is an unusual Isur. It only comes Derech Bishul. So Gemara says, well, if it's such an unusual thing that Rabbanan is saying, then how could Rabbi Akiva learn it? Rabbi Akiva Nami Basar B'Chalav Chidushu. So if that's the case, even for Rabbi Akiva, Basar B'Chalav is an unusual case. If it's an unusual case, Rabbi Akiva should also not be able to learn from it. So Eli Yolif Migi Ulei Ovdei Kochavim. No, Rabbi Akiva learned now Tam P'Ikar from the requirement to kasher the pots of non-Jews. So when it came to the battle with Midian, the Torah says by in Parshat Pinchas, when they battled with Midian, after they got the kelim back from the battle, it says there that they had to kasher all the kelim. Well, why did they have to kasher the kelim? Why couldn't they just clean out the kelim and then use them? Why did they actually have to boil them and put them in the fire to kasher them? Must be that, what? There's a problem with the flavor that's absorbed in the walls of the kelim. That flavor causes a problem. So now it says, right, anything that goes in fire must be purified in the fire, meaning it must be kashered in the fire. Right? Sounds like pots of non-Jews are asur. What's wrong with pots of asur? If asur, isn't it just flavor that's in the walls of the pots, and nevertheless it's still considered asur? So you see, tam ki kar, the flavor is enough to create a problem, and that's why you have to kasher the pots of the non-Jews. So hachanami lo shna. So too in any other case, when we have flavor, tam, we're going to have invoke the principle of tam ki ikar. So if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva is learning it out from the pots of Midian or from the kelim of Midian. Rabbananami tikle migulei of the chachamim. Why don't the chachamim learn it out from there? Why are they learning it out from Nazir and not from of the chachamim? So amalei hotam nami chidushu. Also by Midian, the pots of Midian, that's a chidush. Why is it? Habachol Torah kula notin tam lefgama mutar. We know everywhere else in the Torah that when the flavor turns negative, meaning that it's no longer a positive addition to the food, right? Then it's mutar. I mean, it no longer is considered to be an isur. We learned this out in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah from Nevela, that the Nevela goes to the ger as long as it's still called a Nevela. When's it called a Nevela? When it gives off a positive flavor. But when it no longer gives off a positive flavor, it's no longer called a Nevela. So we see that once the flavor or the positive flavor leaves, it's no longer called a Isur. The Isur is no longer extant here. So too, also, by Gulei of the Chachavim, right, Asur. Over here, by the Gulei of the Chachavim, even the pots, even though the flavor in the pots might have gone bad already, how does it go bad if it's around for more than 24 hours? Right, that's a general principle by noting Tam, by flavor, that flavor only stays flavorful, or a good flavor for 24 hours. It's called a ben yomo for that day. But after 24 hours, the flavor starts to deteriorate and it no longer imparts a positive flavor. Nevertheless, the Torah requires you to kasher the utensils of the Oga Ovdei Kochavim. So you see here that even though it's a chiddush, even though the flavor no longer is a positive flavor, we still require you to kasher it. So since that's a chiddush by the kelim of Midian, we can't learn from that to other Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Oh, the Rabbi Akiva, Nami HaKiddushu? Oh, what's Rabbi Akiva going to do now? If that's the case, Rabbi Akiva also has the same problem, that even though it's Notein Tam Lefgam, even though the flavor is no longer positive, nevertheless, we still say you have to kasher the pot. So how can Rabbi Akiva use that as a principle to learn all other Yisurim from? So Amar Avuna Bar Chiya Lo Asra Torah L'Gdera Bat Yoma. No, the way Rabbi Akiva learns, or the way that we learned the sugya by Kelei Midyam, is that the Torah only requires you to kasher pots that were used in the last 24 hours. Pots that were used in the last 24 hours, right, that are lav no tein tam l'fgamu, their flavor is not negative, meaning that their flavor is a positive addition. It's flavorful. So in that case, we require you to kasher the pots. But after 24 hours, we would not require you to kasher the pots. And therefore, it's no longer a chiddush. Because now this principle by Kelei Midyam, right, is formulated the same way as any other Isur throughout Isurei Torah. Just like other Isurei Torah, when the flavor goes bad, when the flavor is no longer positive, we say the Isur goes away. So deliver by the pots of Midian. If that's the case, if it works within the framework of normal, notein l'acham l'fkam, and normal Isurim, then we can learn from clay Midian to everywhere other Isur. And that's what the Rabbi Akiva is going to do. He's going to say, Tam ki ikar, we learn out from the pots of Midian, and then we're going to apply it to all Isurim Shabbat Torah. Well, if that's the case, then Verabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? If that's the case, why don't the Rabbanan agree? So Rabbanan say, "Kedera bat yoma nami yefshat lo pagma purta." That even when we talk about positive flavor, within the 24-hour period, there's still a deterioration of the flavor. So even though in general we say up to 24 hours or abat yomo, we say it is a positive, imparts positive flavor to something else, we still know that over that 24-hour period, the flavor is deteriorating. Because otherwise, you can't just say at the 24-hour point, all of a sudden the flavor goes bad. That can't be possible. It must be that the flavor is deteriorating over time. And despite this deterioration of flavor, we still say in parts a positive flavor, and you have to kasher the pot. So the Rabbanim believe still that the geule of the kochavim, that the kashering the pots of Midian is still a chiddush. Now here Tosfos points out, because just like when you say pgam meruba, when the flavor is totally gone, meaning after 24 hours, we say that shari rachmana, you don't have to kasher them. Maybe we should say the same. Even when a little bit of the flavor is gone already, the Torah doesn't require you to kasher them. The fact that the Torah still requires you to kasher them, that's a chiddush. So we can't learn from that to other parts of the Torah. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva believed that's enough, since within the first 24 hours it imparts positive flavor. And therefore, it's not such a big chiddush that you have to kasher them, and therefore you can invoke it or use it as the principle of Tamki Ikar to teach us by all Isurim, other Isurim B'Torah. So Amalei Rav Acha, Breid Rav Avi, Rav Ashi. So now we're going to go back to this word Mishrat. So according to the word, from the word Mishrat, the Rabbanan learn out what? That Tam Ki Ikar, that flavor is just like the actual Isur itself. And Rabbi Akiva learns out from Mishrat that Heter is Mitzarif the Isur. Now the Chachamim will learn out Tam Ki Ikar from Nazir, apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. They say when you learn out Tam Ki Ikar from Nazir, that teaches us not only by Nazir, but even everywhere else, all the other Isurim in the Torah also have that. So now, Rabbi Akiva, when he learns out Heter Mitzarif the Isur from Mishrat, why doesn't he apply that to all the other places in the Torah as well, all Isurim to the Torah? What do we see from Rabbi Akiva? We saw from Rabbi Akiva that he says that it's unique to Nazir, like Rabbi Abahu said, that's only by Heter Mitzarif the Isur, we say by Nazir because of Mishrat, but we don't apply it anywhere else. Why is that? So that's the question here. From the way the Rabbanan used the word Mishrat, or their limud from Mishrat, we should learn to Rabbi Akiva. They use this word Mishrat by Nazir to teach us that Tam is Ki'ikar, that the flavor is like the Ikar Isur. From there, they learn to all other Isurim Torah. The Rabbi Akiva Nami, the Kamukim Lehai Mishrat, the Heter Mitzarif the Isur. Rabbi Akiva uses the word Mishrat to teach us that Heter is Mitzarif the Isur to create a single unit of Isur, meaning to qualify for the Kazayas of Isur. You can have Heter and Isur mixed together. Why don't we apply it to all other Isurim Torah? Why do we simply limit it to Nazir? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishum Tahave Nazir V'chatas. Because this limud of Heter Mitzarif the Isur appears twice in the Torah. It appears once a limud by Nazir from the word Mishrat, and it also applies by Chatos. And when you have two psukim that teach you the exact same din, it wasn't necessary. Why do you need two psukim to say it teaches the same din? So when we have two psukim to teach you the same din, we say, V'chol beis k'tuvim abayim kechat eim lamdim. That comes to teach you that this principle is unique to these two cases. It cannot be applied broadly. Nazir hadamran. We know how we learned out Heter Mitzarif the Isur from Nazir. That's Mishrat. We know that from earlier on. Chatas mahi. Where do we learn out Heter Mitzarif the Isur from? Chatas. Titania. We have a braisa. Kol ha-sheyigah bibsara yigdash. Anything that touches the meat of the chatas will become kodesh. Yachol afilu shelo bala. It seems like even if it didn't absorb whatever it touched, Tamalor bibsara, it has to be inside the basar, ad shiyivla, until it absorbs bibsara, yikdash. Then once it absorbs of the other item into it, yikdash becomes kodesh, the oz kamoa, to be similar to it. Shim psulahi, if the chatas already is psula, meaning that it's either pigal or it's after the time you're allowed to eat the chatas, then it's going to affect whatever item it touches and make it similar to it, and it'll give that flavor. Yifsel. If the chatas is still edible, but it has a limited time to eat it, meaning a day and a night to be eaten, then tochal kechomer shabbat, then it will be eaten like the chumras of an eve chatas. For instance, if it's a chatas and a shlamim got mixed together, then the shlamim will be limited in time that you can be eaten by the chatas. So you see from here, heter mitzarif leisur by chatas. Now I will point out here that this gemara is very difficult, because over here we're talking about flavor and not heter mitzarif leisur. Over here, the Gemara says, Achiv la bisara, that's absorbed the flavor of the chatas. Or the other way around, the heter, has to be absorbed into the basar chatas and then takes on the properties of the chatas. But over here, it seems to be that we're talking about blius, or absorption, which is talks of passing of flavors. And it's to the extent that the Gemara, it's amazing, if you look in the Gemara in Chulin, that brings this brisa down, they bring this brisa as a proof that Tam Ki Ikar. They use this brisa as a proof for Tam Ki Ikar, that its flavor is like the original Isur, and not for Heter Mitzarif LeIsur. So I see, there, if you look in, there are two answers. Both of them are very difficult. I don't think either of them really answer the question, but it comes from the, one of these comes from the Rashi and Psachim. Rashi and Psachim on Mem Hei Amud Aleph, when he's explaining this Gemara, I'll read it to you, what the Rashi says. He says, Tochal, when you eat them, meaning that when the Basar Chatas gets mixed with the Shlam, you eat them, Tablat Chamur Sheba, the one that absorbed it eats it, the Chamur Bashar, Yeshba Beid Minim. You have two elements here, Echad Chamur Vechad Kal, one that's more stringent, like the Chat that's going to be written for one day and one night, and Echad Kal, like the Shlamim, that can be written for 2 days and one night. Kula Holechad Achar Chamur, and the whole thing goes after the more stringent one. Alma Heter Mitzarev Leiser. So from there you can see that Heter is Mitzarev Leiser. So it sounds like Rashi. I think Rashi is trying at least somewhat to address this issue by saying that what that Heter is Mitzarev Leiser. How do you see that? Because even though the Chatas or the Shlamim only absorbed a portion of the Chatas over here, nevertheless we say almost the entire piece of the Shlamim now takes on the properties of the Chatas. That's what it seems to be that Rashi is indicating there. Otherwise, why do you have Heter Mitzarev Leiser here? You have Tam Kikar. The flavor of the Chatas is now in the Shlamim and it's affecting the Shlamim. But where do you see Heter Mitzarev Leiser? The other possibility is it's somewhat Merumaz in the Tosos over here, but the Rush himself says it explicitly. If you look in the Rush is, if you go to the widest lines in the Mefaresh, right, in the first of the widest lines in the Mefaresh, in the Rush over there, he says, if you look in the Rush, it says, the Heter Mitzraf Leiser, Ayri. How do you know that we're talking about Heter Mitzraf Leiser here by Chatas? Gon, she nidbak shuman ben zulazu. There was a piece of fat between the Chatas and the Shlamim. So the Tamki Ikar lo itzrich, you don't have to teach me about Tamki Ikar, I already know that out of the Kalim of Midjan. So Kol Yisrim Batara. I don't need to teach me about Kazayas Kadeachilas Pras. I don't need a puzzle for that. Koshi Uri Isarim Allah Lamosh Misinai. Because that's Allah Lamosh Misinai that a Kazayas Kadeachilas Pras works. Beitik Shalach, if you want to say Nukma Latamki Ikar, so why don't you set it up like Tamki Ikar? Vie Chatas Vigule Chovdim Beit Ketuvim Beachad. So you have two psukim that teach you the same principle of Tamki Igar, and we have two psukim teaching the same principle that limits that principle to those two items, and no more. So why don't we say Tamki Igar is limited by this? Because that's the more obvious limit of the Brisa. He says you can't say that. He says, Heter Mitzarev, the Isser, Nelis Bichol, Isserim Minozer. And then we'll apply Heter Mitzarev, the Isser, to all Isserim. So this goes back to the Tosfos we saw in the Amud Aleph, that what? The Tamki Igar is less of a Chiddush than Heter Mitzarev, the Isser. So you have to pick which of the two you're going to limit. You're better off limiting Heter Mitzarev Leiser than limiting Tam Ki Ikar. Because Tam Ki Ikar, right, is not such a big chiddush that the flavor should be like the Iser itself. So there, Tam Ki Ikar, we're going to expand to the whole Torah. We don't want to limit it by saying it's two ketuvim by achat. Heter Mitzarev Leiser, which is a much bigger chiddush, we're much more apt to limit it to being in these two psukim and limited to these cases. So therefore, the Rosh says, the reason that we say it's Heter Mitzarev Leiser here and not Tam Ki Ikar is because it makes more sense to limit Heter Mitzarev Leiser than it does to limit Tam Ki Ikar. And the Rosh comes up what seems to be with the case of Heter Mitzarev Leiser by putting fat in between Shuman, which is Mutter to eat, between the Chatos and the Shlomit. So you have something that's Heter in between them, and we say that the Heter is Mitzarev to the Iser. Either way, the answer does not seem to be so strong. It seems, again, and we see this from the Gemara in Chulin, that it's talking about a case of Tam Ki Ikar, but nevertheless, the Gemara here views this as Heter Mitzarev the Iser. So now, continuing in the Gemara says, V'Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do with this? Now, the Rabbanan also have this Chatos over here that says Heter Mitzarev the Iser. So Tzrichei, the Gemara says, they need it. The Ikatav Rachanim Agabi Chatos, had it simply written in by Chatos, Havamina Nazir lo Atamino. I would have thought I can't learn out of Nazir to other Eastern Mishnah B'Torah, Mishum the Nazir mi Kodshim lo Yalfinon. Because you can't learn out from Chatos to other things. Chatos is Kodshim, and Kodshim might have unique rules. And since Kodshim have unique rules, we're not going to learn from Chatos to other Eastern Mishnah B'Torah. So I couldn't write it simply by Chatos. Vikatov Ramana by Gabi Nazir, had it just written it by Nazir, Havamina mi Nazir lo Yalfinon, Mishum the Chamer Isurei. That Nazir is an unusual case also. Why? Because its Isurim are very stringent. Why is that? Even the pits of the grapes are usur. Not only is the grape usur, but even the pits. So maybe the reason that Tam Ki Ikar applies by Nazir is because its Isur is so stringent. Therefore we can't learn out Chatras from it. So I need it in both of these cases because independently I could not have learned one from the other. And therefore they're not Shnei Ketuvim Kaim Echad. But Rav Akiva says back to you, Rav Akiva, Malachol Amai Tzrichei. No, he says, I don't need them. You're right. Had you just written chatas, I wouldn't have learned nazir from it because I can't learn out of kodshim. If you have it by nazir, you can learn out nazir from it. If you have nazir, you can learn out chatas from it. We learn out all other isurim from nazir. Nazir has application everywhere else. So why don't you can say the same thing over here? And therefore, when chatas comes along and teaches us het mitzraf yisur, it's based ketuvim habayim ke'echad. You have two psukim that are teaching the same thing, and therefore it's going to limit het mitzraf yisur to these unique cases. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanu amilecha chatas lehet mitzraf yisur v'chulim mikotchen l'gamrinon. Right? So that's, no, the Rabbanu are going to say, no, by chatas, we're going to use the term to teach us het mitzraf yisur. And that's going to be v'chulim mikotchen l'gamrinon. That will be limited to the world of kotchim. So Heter Mitzvah Leisur will be a principle that's only used in the world of Kodshim, but not used in the world of Chulin. U'mishras, the term by Nazir of Mishra, Litein Tam Ki Igar, will teach us Tam Ki Igar, U'mikanat Andan, L'chul Yisrim Shatorah, and from there you learn out all the other places in the Torah. But Rav Kiva is going to say, Tarveil Heter Mitzvah Leisur, that both of these psukim, both by Chatas and by Nazir, it's Heter Mitzvah Leisur. V'havalu Shnek Tuvim Abayim Kechad. We two psukim that are come to teach you the same thing. And it will not expand heter mitzvah leisur beyond chatos and nazir. So Amar Leir Vashi, the Rav Kahana, Elohad Tanya, what are you going to do with the brisa? Mikola Shia Semi Gefena Yayin. The pasuk says that anything is made from wine. Limit at least three nazir shein mitzvah from zimzir. So we know that different types of the isurim by nazir, grapes and wine and sheikhar, will all be mitzvahs to make up the isur. You don't have to have one of them. Rabbi Akiva, hashi yesh lomar heter mitzvah leisur. If Rabbi Akiva has the principle that Mishras teaches us that heter is mitzvah leisur, even something that's totally mutar, it joins in with these isurim to create an isur. What do you have to teach me that isurim, major isurim, can come together? If they're already asur, it has to come together. That's it. So that's the Gemara says, yesh lomar heter mitzvah leisur, isur leisur mi boy, you have to teach me about it? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. I'm like, heter li isur babat achas. When you want to do heter mitzvah leisur, you have to eat them in a single shot. Meaning that if you want to be mitzvah bread to the wine, you have to eat that kezayis, the bread and wine, in one shot. Whereas, isur li isur, if you're talking about different isurim, like wine and grapes and sheikhar, and all these different items, and chartzan and zagim, if you want to be mitzvah them together to a kezayis, you don't have to eat them in one shot. You have to eat them after l'bizei achazeh, even if you eat them after one after the other, as long as it's within kedei achile pras, they will be mitzvah to create an isur. So there still is a difference between heter mitzvah l'isur and isur mitzvah l'isur. By heter mitzvah l'isur, that can only happen when you do it b'vadachas, when you have it in one swallow. Whereas isur mitzvah l'isur is even when they are sequential, even when you eat them separately, as long as they're within the context of kedei achile pras. Now what are you going to do with Rabbi Shimon, the late slate ziruf? Rabbi Shimon, we know early in the Mishnah, he was told us in his Nazir, what did he teach us early in the Mishnah, his Nazir, that there is no shear for Malkus. Even a Koshu gets Malkus. So he doesn't need a shear here. So he doesn't need Heter Mitzvah Yisur over here. So what is he going to do with the Ismi Kolesh Shea Yasemi Gefen Ayayin? He doesn't need Siruf of all these different Yisurim to create a Kazayis. Why? Because he doesn't require Kazayis at all. To my Darish base, what is he going to do with that Pasuk, Mikolesh Shea Yasemi Gefen Ayayin? Mechal Mibay Leila Olam Enu Nazir Chizir Mikulan. He uses that to teach his principle that you're not a nazir until you're nazir mikulan. I mean, if you take a stam nizirut, then you're asur in everything. Whereas if you enumerate the parts of the nizirut, the Rabbanan or the Tanakhama believes in those mishnayos, that if you take any one of these isurim on, it brings on all the other isurim. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, until you explicitly enumerate, if you start to enumerate the isurim nizirut, you have to enumerate every one of them in order to create a nizirut. Either you say nazir stam, and then you become a nazir, or if you want to say nazir, you have to say yayin, tiklachas, tumas, amesim, you have to enumerate all the items that are mentioned in the psukim. So that's what Rabbi Shimon uses this pasuk mikol asher yasem yayin, migefen ayayin, to teach us. And therefore, because he doesn't need it for isur mitzvah the isur, so therefore he uses this to teach us that when you take a neder nizirut, you have to enumerate all the items if you don't take it as a nizirut stam.